Yes, hello, everyone. This is Roy Masters. I think I'm a little bit tired this evening. Maybe you've noticed it, but I have strength. I overcome my tiredness just by shouting a little bit. So, but I do love to hear from you. And this is the end of the year program. And, you know, we've done fairly well, but there is money coming in to us after the first of the year because the post offices were so full that you'll get, as long as you've marked your check before this evening, 1 minute to 12 on the 31st of December. This program is on that time. So you got a little time to just put a check in the mail. And the mail number is 800-866. Oh, excuse me. The mail number is Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. That's all I want to say. That's one Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Thank you very much. And very much, I do have you, if you're not able to listen any further, God bless you and have a happy new year. And let me, in the new year, let me help you to understand what happiness is. Because many of you do not know what happiness is. And I'm going to take a call in just a minute. The lines are open. And I know it's difficult to call, but I'm not opening your heart, so you don't. Nobody knows who you are. But as we talk, and we with some people I can talk in very, very comely terms, and very philosophical terms, so sweet and simple that you can really understand this and enjoy listening in to what we're saying. So, you know, we're not asking you to hang out your dirty washing. There's no need for that. You don't have to go to the screen and say, oh, Father, I want to confess myself and make things up. No, I want to help you. But there is no cure for our country at this moment. You will go down as sure as I... My name's Roy Masters. I understand the game is being played by your president, who answers to Putin. And anybody who likes him, anybody who has respect for our president, it must get up every morning, as I said in the last program, and eat and drink a whole pile of garbage. Yes. So, anyway, we're going to take a call in just about a couple of minutes. This is the last night of our pledge drive, and we're almost there, as I said. It says 800-500-0922. I have someone waiting, and we have an hour left. And just want you to know that I don't get a paycheck. I give my paycheck I don't take it. I don't need it. And I'm sure that when you get better from all your trials and tribulations, having understood what I've said, the message I'm about to give you, and never stop giving you as long as I live. See? And then you will see that you will have money left over. Everything will go right for you. Now, when things go wrong, that's a good thing, because you have an opportunity to endure. It is not in the good things that you do that makes you a noble person. It's how you deal with trials and tribulations. That's it. That's the truth. So, don't think when things go wrong. And actually, you will know this to such a degree that I don't have to say that to you. The trial and tribulation will roll off your back like water off a duck's back. There's no effort. It is what it is, and it will pass. So if you're 25 years in prison, you can really be a happy person. You'll exude happiness. You'll exude the fact that you're not angry like everybody else in the jail. I was in jail once for 30 days for something I didn't do. Yeah, you know, I was just teaching people how to get better, and the American Medical Association accused me of practicing medicine. And I'm doing right now what I did then, and no one's coming for me. Isn't it interesting? But, you know, I was helping all the guys there to get better. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Well, hello. And we start calls now this time of the program. 800-866-8883. I have asked your forgiveness. I'm very tired. But this is the end of, you know, the year. I need to say God bless you and have a happy new year. But I still am tired, but I'm not sick. So I just don't worry about me. You can hear that I'm strong, but I get up at 4 and 5 and get only just a small amount of sleep because I don't need it sleep because I don't wear out that easy. So you'll forgive me. I know I'm coming across tired. That's okay. I'm enjoying myself anyway. I'm going to give you the best I've got. Now, let me speak to Julie in Philadelphia. Hello, Julie.
Hi, Roy. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
I was so glad when I heard that you were live tonight. I've been wanting to call you, but I keep coming. Well, I always came up with a reason not to.
I know that's a naughty guy inside you.
That's why I'm calling. I did the observation exercise. I have been doing it, and it's quite clear to me now that there is something acting through me. It's so frightening to realize it.
Don't be afraid. May I suggest something to you before you carry on?
Yes, of course.
Okay, it's not you that's afraid. It's the thing. It's strong and secure when you're insecure. And you don't know what's troubling you, that the dark side has a good day, see? And so when you start to see that it isn't you that's troubling, doing all the trouble and the endless loops of thoughts and putting all kinds of fears and doubts into your mind, when you see it's something that comes through the generations, through the ages, through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race. So you inherit it, but you didn't do anything wrong. You're the kind of person that is compelled to do something wrong and not do something right enough, but do it right, to do your best to do it right, even though it does come out wrong and frustrate you. That isn't you. That distortion of everything is coming through you, through the generations. So all the generations that's come from you have exactly the same problem as you got. And you were born into that, and you got it through your parents. Either their neglect or their cruelty. Correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you have to bless them, in a manner of speaking, because you're standing in their shoes. They're going through the same thing, but they can't tell you. And they don't know they're hurting you. And if they do know they're hurting you, they can't stop. That's true. And that's why we lose our country. That's how we lose our country, because we're doing that to each other.
So through the observation exercise, you become aware, you become enlightened.
Yes, but with power. Here. Yes, you become mm-hmm. enlightened with power.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't feel powerful. All you know is nothing bothers you. All you know is no matter how much people try to upset you, you're good-natured, and you don't feel any pain or anger or frustration or revenge. You don't feel it. And it frustrates the frustrator. And therefore, you both win. Because the goodness in you gets to them, and the badness to them doesn't, to you doesn't. See that? And that is when that's when you win by not losing your cool. But the ability to not lose your cool is a gift from God. It's the evidence that he's in you.
In fact, and that's, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it just seems like, I mean, I've come a long way, I think, because the drugs and the alcohol have gone away, and with that, I give that to your foundation.
Well, that's sweet. Thank you. It's very nice.
Oh, it's my pleasure, because my life was such a disaster. I mean, it still seems like it is, but I can see incrementally it's getting better, but then it's, on another level, it seems worse.
No, you're seeing the light on the end of the tunnel. That's what you are. And it's not a train.
that one of the reasons I called was I just wanted to be sure that I could. Do you know what I mean? Because it keeps tormenting me, saying, "You can't, don't call him. Don't, what do you call?" And I was like, "I have to call. I have to talk to him just to make sure that I could do it." Like, I felt
Say it again.
Like the bad side of the nature that's in me.
Uh-huh.
Wanted me to not call you, but I made myself, I said, I'm calling. I don't care what
that is. I'll tell you. Let me try something. Would you close your eyes for me?
Yes.
And what would you do for me if I ask you?
I'd close my eyes and listen to your advice.
Okay. And do you know I'm coming from a good place or not?
Yeah, you are.
Can you see where I'm coming from? It isn't me. I'm a mere man. I'm just a man, but I'm an agent of change. And so that you can trust what I'm giving you to see. In other words, when you open your eyes, you're going to be able to see with another eye. In other words, Jesus, let me speak to you just a little bit, because I know you're a Christian lady. Jesus says to the Pharisees, the Sadducees, he says, You fools, you're dead men's bones, and he cursed them that way. But he says, you see with your physical eyes, like an animal, but you've lost your humanity because you do not you do not perceive. And he says, you hear, and you don't understand. Now, they couldn't understand, and Apostle Paul, but he is a murderer. He killed Stephen. When he fell down on the road to Damascus and woke up, he was redeemed. And then he began to see that all the bad things he didn't want to do, he did. And the good things he wanted to do, he couldn't. And said, therefore, it was not me that doth these things, but sin that made a home in me. And he was free. I say to you, what is in you will die. It knows you. You know it exists, and you know what's happened to you all your life. You no longer have to take responsibility like it was teaching you to make it good, correct?
Yes.
And you couldn't do it. And it was laughing up its sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
I say, come out of her now. Come out now. Not because of Roy, because of Jesus in him speaking to you. You are a free person. Do not worry. Do not try to make yourself better. You don't need that. It will be of itself, and you will marvel. It's Christmas forever. Okay, now. You can open your eyes if you want to. You sweet little thing, you. You're like a little girl in there, and you can remember how you saw the injustice around you, and that's what got to you. And no more. You can still see the injustice, but don't let it bother you. That's the beauty.
All these images when I do the observation exercise, my past keeps coming up like that.
No, but that's good. Let it come up. Look at it. Oh, I didn't see. I see that. It will be almost as like going to a movie. Oh, I see that. It won't be serious. Oh, I see that. Oh, that's that thing inside me made me do that. It was my parents. I hated my parents. No wonder it was coming through them. I became them. I got programmed. But the light within you will take care of those things. Don't worry about it. Let it come up. Let the past visit you if it will. But don't struggle with it. Oh, I see it. What can I do about it? Nothing. Jesus says, of myself I can do nothing. How much more can you do than that? He didn't have to do anything. He was just obedient to his father. That's all you have to be. Well, isn't it nice to have a dad for the rest of your life? And you can say, okay, dad. He says, now you just do as I tell you and just wait for it. Just be patient. I'll give you the energy. I'll give you my love. And you see that everything is magical. You don't have to do anything. You just alive, enjoying the trees and the flowers and the bees, and watching foolish people being foolish and trying it out on you, and you don't get upset, and slowly but surely, you're dealing with your what has to come to the surface, but it's a good thing, you've been burying it all the time to hide the anger, to overcome the shame, see, and that doesn't work. You're free now. You see you're getting better.
Yes.
And I took the moment to speak to you thus. Are you okay with that?
Yes, thank you so much, Roy.
You'll be fine. And if you have a little problem, always call me.
Thank you.
Always call me. Yes. Don't be afraid to call me.
Thanks, Roy.
You're welcome. Now, thank you for calling, and thank you for letting me help you. This is my pleasure. I get very refreshed when I help somebody.
Thank you.
You deserve all the bad things has brought you to the good. Everything happens for good for those who love the Lord, right?
Yes.
That's it. So you're on your way. How old are you now?
I'm 55.
Well, enjoy the next 100 years.
Will.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. We don't have to be fancy, do we? Here.
Love you, Roy.
Good feelings mutual. God bless. And God bless you all out there. May I hear somebody else calling in? Or I've got something on my screen. I've been talking. The last couple of evenings, I've done some reading, which is not like me, but I find that you know, this article I've begun to read, I'm almost the way through it, was written 40 years ago, and it's talking about today. So I think we're almost ready here, so I can just finish. You get a copy of this pamphlet. I can give you the name of it in just a minute. So let me pick up where I left off. So this message that you're hearing tonight, if you listen all the way through, if you haven't listened all the way through, you can go to my website and listen to Roy live. It will repeat again somewhere in this country. It repeats again on the website, fhu.com. So you go to look to your... to your right hand side of the website, and you'll see listen to Roy live or refeeds, and so you don't have to lay down in the middle of the night. The problem is when you the good thing is when you meditate and it's successful, you don't lose any sleep. I don't need much sleep. See, right now I feel refreshed. Just helping a person to become better. 800-866-8883. And the donation number is, I have it here right in front of my schnozzle. It is 800-500-0922. And it's open 24 hours a day. I said, the post office box is 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. It's the foundation of human understanding. And the number's 24 hours a day. Very nice people answer the phone. Not our people, but them people. Down there in Florida. It's 800-500-0922. All right, let me continue. That was a nice call from... Has anybody got any courage to call like that? You know, it does take a certain... There's a certain fear of yours truly. And the fear is the dark side of your force. Because there's no harm in me. There's harm to the thing. To your other self. To your... At the crisis of your identity. Psychologists look at that and call it an identity crisis, but they really don't know what they're talking about. I do. It's a metaphysical thing that exists in you and is alive in you, but is really dead. It only lives through you dying to it, giving your life force. And you can actually give your life force to other people just for a sense of approval because you don't know how to stop giving in and going along to get along. So you find a bully to give yourself to, thinking that the goodness of your largesse will make him a better person or her. No, it only emboldens what's wrong with them and makes them addicted to being a bully. Or a seductress or seducer. That's why Obama is, the more you love him for making you feel secure, you stupid idiot. Anybody who needs someone to make them secure to that degree cannot see the devil rising and eating his freedom away. So where was I here? 800-866-8883. So we want the message I am speaking about to spread throughout the land so that everyone will understand about what is about to occur. Remember, I wrote this about 40 years ago, just 2 pages I'm reading. And what kind of game would be played with our minds. But if we can do that and recognize what I'm saying, to give up the anger, because that's how it controls you. And you don't realize it when you get upset. The other person, the evil owns you more from whatever source it comes from. Now I'm just going to stop here reading and just ad lib here, because I'm going to make a special point. Now, if you are one of those people, one of those 40% of people that gets up in the morning and drinks a gallon of stupid for security and likes Obama, then you're mentally sick. And I'm asking you to call me and show me where I am mentally sick. Would you please let me give you the call? You might want to visit me if you have the courage. Now, you can bring a gun if you want to, because that's the kind of person you are, because you're gutless. Basically, you can't deal with me. I'm 88 years old. I'm more than a match for you. I don't care how big you are. I'm more than a match for you. And the reason why I am, because you're already getting upset. Now, that upset can actually cause you to do the things I'm saying not to do. But I'm not afraid of that. What I am doing, regardless of what happens, but regardless of how you react, what is good in me is now eating away in you. And you're going to say to yourself, I'm not going to listen to this guy. Hold the ground. Just a minute. You could say that to yourself, and you could say, call me a stupid person, but that's a judgment, and that's based on another anger. I'm deeper into you now. Whatever is me is now in you. And the goodness of it, that's what I call it, is eating away at your badness, as you think of as goodness. It's already happening. It's a force. It's an energy field. And you don't know how to play with it any more than you know how you're being played by Obama and those who make you need people like him, make you insecure. You weren't born that way. But I have you know I do care, and I'm admonishing you that you might be pure. Do you hear that? Are you still reacting? Well, you're going to keep on reacting and talking to yourself. And you can say, I'm not going to listen to him anymore, but it may last a week or two, and then you'll be back listening to me again. And then you'll be asking me, how do I get rid of this thing? And if you don't, you'll die. You're going to watch my show. You're going to watch my show on Sunday, and it starts midnight Sunday. It's called Killing Evil. That's what I do on the radio program. Do you know how many people call me? I try to tell me that I'm wrong. Have you ever watched my Sunday morning conversations? Why don't you consider spending Sunday, any Sunday, or some day off, and listen to one of my seminars for 6 hours, 7 hours, with a break for lunch, and just as if you were right there, seeing all the things I'm doing and the people getting better and the exorcisms and the screaming. It's just happening. And then the hypnosis demonstrations to prove that it's easy to talk through a person and make them think it's their own thoughts. And that's what sin does. It makes you think another person's thought as if it was yours, and you suffer from it. I remember, and I've talked to you about this several times, but since I don't have a lot of experience with it, because thank God I overcame it, or the Creator, I didn't know he was acting through me. I tell the story of my youth. I had two intercessions with his dark side. And one day, I locked my door of my house, of my apartment. We were on the beach, and with the barbed wire and the mines. And so I go to work 10 miles along the boardwalk. You call it a boardwalk, the ocean here. But before I left, somebody said, you didn't lock the door. I said, yes, I did, and went back to see that it was, and it was locked. I was satisfied. I got halfway, and somebody said, but you didn't lock the door. Something was making me doubt. I said, screw you. I locked the door and left. I forgot it and went to work. But if I listened, so do you understand that was the second time I had an experience? I'm standing in the bedroom, and we had a very tiny flat. And my father died. But then I was only 43, 44. 42. But so I just had my mother and my brother. I'm sitting there, and the air raid sirens outside my window. I said, I wonder what life is all about. What am I here for? I can remember that as clear as the day. And then something says to me, if you do that and take that course, you will die. So where did that come from? I ignored it. See, but it goes away. But it comes to me through people. So I see it in people. And the lady I just spoke to, Julie, I was able to get her to see it and get her to know that it isn't her that's troublesome. It's not her that's making her guilt, that her behavior. It's that something made a home in her and came through the generations. And what does it say about honor your mother and father, even if they're rotten? It says, honor your mother. I'll take it as far as I can because I'm not good at reciting these things, but I'm good at understanding what it means when many people don't. Is honor your mother and father, that your days may be long on the land the Lord thy God giveth thee. And something about extending the iniquity of the third and fourth generation, projecting. I don't prefer that word. Projecting your problems onto the third and fourth generation by showing mercy on those who love me and keep my commandments. That is to say, the chances are when you come into the world and you have brothers and sisters, it's rare that the brothers and sisters do not. They love you. It's rare when you have two brothers and two sisters or sister and brother. And put that aside. Good things do happen. But today, we're not in America 70 years ago. It's completely different. And the world is running wild around us. We've lost our virtues. And wickedness is in. Sin is in. They're normal. Useless people, angry people, people who lie, people who let liars, lie lovers, see? So, when you come into the world, you might see your parents love and reward your other siblings because they give in, or appear to give in. Or then become troublesome later on, and mother or father will go after the one that's getting away. I'll continue. I'll continue this when I'm finished. This is the last night of our pledge drive, and we are almost there to the goal, but all the money doesn't come in until the checks come in late, until or maybe January the 10th or 12th. And we've done fairly well, but not enough. I mean, it's good, but it's enough to sustain us for a period of time like 3 or 4 months. And then we have to have another one of those. I'm afraid I have to do that. Never used to have to do that, but we do. I understand that you enjoy it, that it's fun. And I'm not so sure I enjoy it. I'd rather spend my time helping you than writing, you know, yelling all kinds of nice things. Please help us, thank you very much, blah, 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 you have you any wall. See? But anyway, we're almost near our goal. We'll probably do very well. But what I need, and I keep this in mind for the future, Now, as you start, as new people listen to me, please pay it forward, would you? Pay it forward, because the reason why you're hearing me and getting better is because someone loves you, is paying it forward, because civilization survives by paying it forward, especially if you have been redeemed from guilt and sin. And so therefore, you have boundless love and boundless tolerance. Not boundless intolerance, where it's the other way around. So it's not every man for himself. What it is, that someone loved you who never know. And the person that sends the money never knew who gave the money to hear my putting goodness forward, paying it forward. I'm that's my life. I do need money. I have to, 90% goes to machinery, and the techniques of radio, and salary. And so there's very little left. We're just on the air, but I want to be on the air in every 100,000. I need 1,000 stations before it's too late. Your country is collapsing. But you see, I understand the game the communists are playing with you, and they're winning. And there is a point of no return. And so when that time comes, as you approach it, and as you listen to me and not become intimidated by what he does, but not tolerate it. I'm not intimidated. How did I say that? Did I say it wrong? I'm not intimidated. I tolerate it. I got my guns ready. I've got food and water. I don't intend to do any harm. I'm going to let him fire the first shot. I'm going to let him fire lots of shots and do nothing. But I need millions of you to do the same thing. Seeing what he's doing, see it, but don't hate it. See? Drop, because it will cause you to overreact and make you make the first strike and justify him. So you may have to suffer casualties to begin with. You hold your ground, let him do his rotten thing, and do the best you can. See? But there will be some casualties somehow. Wait for it. Because the minute he knows that you're looking, and he knows that he's not getting you upset, and therefore you're winning, because he can only function if he can get you angry and irritable and fighting amongst each other and broken. You have to be one block, one group of people from all the way, and you will have his minions coming at you. But it won't happen if you overcome your drugs, your alcohol, because all the people that supply that will shrink away. And there'll be more of you and more of your money and more of your security you were looking for by electing such people. Let me be your Churchill. I'm old enough to play his role. I'm strong enough to lead. I'm willing to do this in a spiritual way. Whoever you choose for president, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of problems with lying and cheating at the polls. The Democrats are freaking liars. And they're full of dangerous people. They open the doors to dangerous people. They open the prison doors and deputize the lowest scum. See? And then there's boots on the ground and knocks on the door to dead of night. See, you need to grow up and stand your ground and say to your friends, I'm not running with you anymore. Well, why is not? When he says, let's go and have a drink. And I said, no, I'm not going to drink with you anymore. Why? Because I'm supporting what's wrong with you and making myself subject to your approval. And it's only making me sicker. So if you don't mind, I'd like to be your friend, but I will not drink with you. I will not take marijuana with you. And then he might go mad and never come back, and you haven't lost anything. You've lost what you should have lost. But also, the converse will take place. He will think about that. You know, he said, you know what? That makes sense. You found a friend. You could do that to your next. There's ways that you can play it forward, other than giving money to the foundation. And the money will come because you're not spending the money on drugs and alcohol and an unnecessary thing. I drive second-hand cars. I love them. I mean, what costs $80,000, I get for 10 or 15. See? And it's got 50,000 miles on it. What more do I want? Why do I have to look me to have a new car every time? Oh, and you hate. I got in the habit of not buying anything for myself. I'm so sick. I feel so happy. But happiness is not a feeling. It's just not wanting anything and being able to help other people and to be an example to other people. Do you see? Okay. So let me continue reading this. It's not. I've got a page or two. So let me see. The terrorists try to exercise influence over the targeted officials or nations through intimidation of the public and the arousal of sympathy for the social and political causes that are everywhere. But without widespread publicity, terrorists can achieve neither of these effects. So therefore you have to learn to stand your ground. The police must learn to stand their ground, and you have to back up the police. Because because what they're doing with the police is intimidating them by virtue of law, that they're bad guys, and they have to back off. And the minute they start to back off, it emboldens the scumbags of the world. Good cannot advance. Evil does. So you need to, if you have problems in wherever you are, make sure you stand behind your police. You get together and make sure that where the police are, there's always people looking out for them until further notice. That's what you should do. Instead of watching TV, screw the TV. See, all it is this distraction. And make sure that you kindly involve yourself with the sheriff or whatever it is, and make sure you be deputized or whatever you do, and to sort of, you know, coast the streets, you know, once a week, and making sure that you have their back. That would be a beautiful thing. That's what I'm just suggesting. I can't do this. I wish I could. You know, not as strong as I used to be. Still got a good right hook, though. Okay, if you know what I mean, butter bean. So power, says Karl Marx over a century ago, is controlled over the means of production. That is, that phrase, Arthur Schlesinger Jr. should be changed to power. And America today is control of the media, communication, power. And America today is control of the media, of communication. The media, you should not buy one of those papers when you see it lies. It defeats, it contradicts what you see. Don't get angry. Don't buy it. Don't watch the TV when you see that it's towards the left. Watch the news. find new ways to get the news other than the newspaper and television. There's more to this than meets the eye. I see it coming, and what I've been reading to you is 40 years ago. Jesus says to his friends, how is it that you can see the storm coming, the clouds, and prepare, but you do not see the sign of the times? Terrorism, let me see, if the media was not there to report terrorist acts and explain the political, social significance, the motives inspiring them, and so forth, terrorism as such would cease to exist if they behaved themselves, if they put me on the payroll, so to speak, like I'm doing. I'm using the media to help you understand wickedness and the wickedness and the craziness of your current mainstream media that are products of your schools, liberal schools, and your universities, compromised universities, so you had to jump through the loops. Otherwise you wouldn't get your parchment, and you've learned things. You become a communist thinking you're American, and you don't know it. You've been programmed and you don't see it. So terrorism is aimed at the people watching and not the actual victims. Terrorism is theater. There's a big difference, big, big difference between the short term when people are living around the flag and what happens a month after month. My dear friends, 800 number, but people want to donate. It's 800-500-0922. And Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, for checks, that is. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Again. So what did you think about me saying these things to you about the way you react? Now, this is only 10 minutes left of this hour. I just want to bring you to see clearly, because I do it every day. I find a way of sort of coming towards it in different ways. I want you to understand that anger or resentment, I want to show you where it comes from. If you really want to focus the suffering and sees where it seems to enter, it'd be quite a remarkable thing. If you look very carefully, when you're more mature in your sickness and you suddenly become afraid or start to be angry, it's an irritation of some kind below your solar plexus to your left part of your body, the soft part near the stomach, further down from the last rib. And what you will see when you come face, let's say you come into to face, a judge. You can stand in front of a judge, and a lot of bad things can happen to you, even if you didn't do anything wrong. So you could have a fear, and then in the fear comes anger, and then you start to lose your faith, and it's called doubt. And as you stand there, you look guilty. And affects the judge. You'd be surprised. Affects the jury. Your demeanor does. Test talks. See, so. Am I going to be taking off? Can I continue? 30 seconds. Is it? is the music come so I know how to say good night. Seven or eight minutes now. The music now takes me out of this segment. Okay, thank you very much. 3 minute local break and then we can keep going. And to the end of the hour. Thank you. Be right back. So I want to finish my last 7 minutes with sharing something with you I may have not shared before. So now you're standing in front of something that is scary. But you watch that there's no... who have fear, the good book says, correctly so. Who have fear is made perfect, not made perfect in love. So here, where you need to look in a very strange place. You need to be when you face a bully or a situation that is scary. Immediately look in the eyes of a person, not with impudence, but just stand, look at the person's eyes. If you don't know what to say, don't know what to do, and if you start to feel fear, you can watch where it comes in. It's in the left side of your body, between your thigh and your lowest rib, towards the stomach a little bit, and you feel a little buzz there, zzz, like that, like a little electric shock. That is, we have a name for. It's not anger. It is the portals open to let the anger, the animal person in. And if you will look, assuming that you're looking at a person who is intimidating you, if you look at the person's eyes quietly, but give your attention to the zzzz where you sit, what you do is close the portal door. And you think to yourself, I must be afraid. But what happened is that the other person starts to be afraid and walks away. Try that. Understand that resentment comes from the Greek risen, Greek or Latin, I can't remember. Does it, just as long as I can tell you what it really means. It means to feel again. So let me put it this way. You have an accident with your car, and it's a new car. It makes it worse. And somebody bangs in and calls you a dirty name. Well, maybe you don't remember anything of that moment. You just got agitated a little bit. You didn't see that, what I just mentioned. But you were disturbed. And when you go home, it will come to you all night. And you resent it. And you resent it. It's all over. But the scene is there. The person is there. The spirit of that person is there. And your mind can construct these circumstances again and again. So you may have had a whole night. You've had lots of irritation, anger. So you begin to lose your courage and you lose your faith over that. So... but had you looked at the problem as an accident, and even if it's a person on drug, even if you get killed, if your children get killed, you got to be very, very careful. You've got other children in the car. I want to take it as far as I can take it. You've got to be very, very careful about hysteria, because it will the problem with one child will spread deleteriously to the others. So you got to be, you can be, you can feel the pain. You can feel the whatever it is that you feel when terrible things happen to your family. But you have to hold your upper lip gently and not hate the hurter. I want to leave you with another story, which I believe to be true, because a soldier told me this. He was my lawyer who betrayed me, actually. I've been betrayed lots of times. I'm okay. He wasn't the one that betrayed me. He was an interesting fellow. And when they had invaded France and Germany, they came to a camp where bodies were everywhere, and bodies were walking around like skeletons. But there was a man standing there who seemed perfectly normal, but contrast to the horror all around. He told me they shot all those people. He didn't care anything. It was so horrible. He did. That's what happened. They killed all the guards. It was so horrible. But they asked him, how is it, you? How long you been here? And he says, I've been here 5 years. He says, how is it you don't look like these people? He says, I don't know. I remember this. I was in Warsaw, and they came in and killed my four daughters. And something went up in me to hate this. It came up from that place. And then something said to him, if you hate them, you'll become one of them. And he said, that's all I know. I've been here ever since. And you go figure it. Just go figure it. There's a story of people getting lost in the woods. And they're lost for several weeks, and they're almost, the authorities are giving up searching. And then they find him in good condition, maybe 3 weeks later. He should have been dead. But the person will say, you know, how long have I been here? They should say 3 weeks. I'm just making something up. Because I know it has happened. He says, 3 weeks? I thought it was yesterday. In other words, magic is there. I remember another story. Oh, we don't have time. Well, maybe next week. Remember this. Make sure you sign your check before tonight and put it in the mail. And call if you want to make a donation. 800-500-0922. Now, until further notice. That's 800-500-0922. Thank you. Have a good holiday. New Year's is coming, and you must be prepared for what is about to happen. My name is Roy Masters. Keep listening. Keep listening to me. Ghost Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And the phone number is 800-500-0922. I'll be back on Monday live. I'm looking forward to a different world with me in it. Thank you. God bless you.